talk about the something similar to our previous speakers with regard to a survey that we did in 2007, where we also took a look at some other things. So first of all, thank you for staying till the very last talk. This is a slide I like to put up. There's a lot of boxes on the slide with a lot of arrows and a lot of lines. And hopefully everyone in this room falls into one of these boxes. If not, then I'm missing a box. What do these boxes represent? Well, this box is a conceptual model of the U.S. vaccine system. On the left, if you take a look at the boxes starting from the left towards the right, you kind of see how they're pieced together and why they're related and why there are these arrows and lines. Recognizing certain public health priorities and disease surveillance leads to informed vaccine research, development, and licensure, which we heard earlier from Dr. Davis. Vaccine manufacturers being one very important key stakeholder in the vaccine enterprise, or the system, as the slide is called, sells vaccines to people who buy them, and they're distributed into the community, may it be the public or private sector. Children, adolescents, and adults are immunized, vaccinated, and the slide in the system continues, as you can see. There's a nice arrow here that talks about payment for vaccination and reimbursement, and so since this is the financing section, we're going to talk about a little bit of this box. But I'd like to use this slide in many of these talks because it shows that we are in a box connected to many other boxes, part of a larger whole of things. And so I find, at least for me and in previous experiences, it puts things kind of in perspective, particularly since all the key stakeholders, of which there are many, are interrelated, perhaps interdependent, in this system that we have in the United States, which is keenly and distinctly different than perhaps other systems in other countries. And it's a slide you hadn't seen in other talks. So what's the background for this survey I'm going to tell you a wee bit about? The National Vaccine Advisory Committee, NVAC, had concerns about vaccine financing. And because of this, NVAC formed a finance working group to examine challenges and find solutions. A lot of the challenges you heard earlier today and in previous conferences, and some solutions you heard earlier from Carlos and others. So we sought input from key stakeholders to inform recommendations on financing, which some of you may or may not have seen on our website, that were adopted in September of 2008 and that are on our website. So we sought input from key stakeholders, and we worked with America's Health Insurance Plans, AHIP, to conduct a survey to get a little bit more information about that box and coverage for that box and reimbursement levels or factors that affect these things. So objectives and methods I'm going to blow through a little bit quickly since you it was based very much on similar methodology from the AHIP survey. So we wanted to elicit perspectives related to coverage and reimbursement, and specifically perceptions of financing as a barrier to childhood immunizations. We went and surveyed 20 health insurance plans, were invited to survey, and there were two parts to this survey, a 13-question online survey and a 7-question follow-up telephone interview. The online survey participants broke out as follows, and we used the same, a similar sampling plan as AHIP did in the previous presentation. We had 15 responses, which represented 75% of our sample, and these 15 plans represent over 67 million enrollees. Of the 15 plans that participated on the online portion, 10 participated in subsequent follow-up interviews we had about a month later. The product lines you heard earlier from John's talk were the similar product lines that they discussed in responding to the questions, HMO, PPO, POS, Medicaid, or Medicare. And we reported our results by these four following kind of themes or categories: factors related to coverage decisions, what factors influence the and affect reimbursement rates, factors related to payment timing issues, and possible steps to address these issues that were identified. And the last bullet, perceptions of vaccine financing as a barrier to childhood immunization. So a few highlights on the results reported on coverage. Consistent with what you heard previously from AHIP, all plans covered either all recommended in all of, or most of their product lines. So that was very consistent with what we've seen before in 2005 and in the hot results off the press in 2008. Most commonly cited criterion for coverage were ACIP recommendations for for both recommending and coverage modifications. So we found that ACAP had a very important role and influence in this as a factor in decision making by insurance plans. Reimbursement decisions were influenced by several factors, two of the factors we name here being manufacturer's vaccine price and physician feedback. I put the source on the bottom of each slide as it may get confusing where it came from. So the NF15 is from the online survey. So in subsequent follow-up interviews, we asked, of these factors, these number of factors you answered on the online survey, what was the most important factor affecting vaccine reimbursement? And it wasn't to our surprise that we saw that manufacturer's price was the most important in affecting the reimbursement for vaccine purchase. As you well know, there's also a reimbursement for administration. We found that the most important factor affecting vaccine administration reimbursement included physician feedback, Medicare, market forces, and several had no response. When asked about factors relating to payment timing and steps to address this, we wanted to get a sense for what's jamming up the system here? What's clogging up the flow amongst the boxes? And the most common reasons for delays in payments were ineligibility of the patient or inaccurate and incomplete claims. So then we asked, what could providers do in order to unclog this jam that we have? Respondents cited that providers should submit accurate and complete claims, and to submit those claims electronically would help a lot. They also said that it would be helpful to confirm eligibility of the patient and the service that the patient has. Well, what can plans do? Because plans also have a stake in this game as well. Well, plans should process claims electronically and confirm eligibility information online, as well as provide rapid feedback on issues that are affecting timely reimbursement. This slide, we wanted to get a sense of what claims processing time looked like. All respondents said that electronic claims filing and processing helps decrease time from claim receipt to provider reimbursement. That was pretty emphatically clear, made clear to us. Some insurers receive and process 50 to 90% of their claims electronically, and plans processing 90% of their claims electronically, those that are processing at 90% are working to reduce payment times and have those processed between 1 to 3 days. Perceptions of financing as a barrier. So we asked our 10 follow-up interviewees, you know, whether or not they perceive vaccine financing a barrier. And we found that four of them said yes, and two of them said somewhat. We perceive it somewhat as a barrier. So of those who cited yes or somewhat, we asked them why. And so they here are a few responses listed. High storage fees, overhead costs, inadequate reimbursement, consistent with other findings you have heard from earlier speakers. So then we followed up and said, well, you know, what are possible solutions we could do to address this? We've listed a few of them here. One is centralized vaccine purchase, may it be by states or insurers, but by somebody, such that the provider would only need to be reimbursed for the administration and not for the purchase of the vaccine. So that was an interesting response. Second is applying the AAP recommendation to ensure that reimbursement essentially is adequate. That includes all the elements that it should include, including the return on investment required to sink in a large amount of money into the capital of keeping an inventory. And the third is to listen to providers to ensure that reimbursement is adequate. So a few conclusions. There are many factors that influence coverage and reimbursement decisions. We've heard this from earlier slides and earlier speakers. We've also heard that health insurance coverage is high, but not universal. Additional efforts are needed to educate stakeholders about the value and the cost effectiveness of vaccines. I'd flipped around the conclusion and discussion. I thought we'd have a bit more time, but I don't think we will. So apologies for it being backwards. But essentially, we realize that ACAP recommendations are very important, and they play a critical role in influence coverage benefits and subsequent modifications. We also learned that benefit plans are designed and developed based on purchaser demand. Therefore, employers have an opportunity to play an important role in enhancing access to vaccines. The third point that I'd like to make here is we identify discrete factors as main causes of payment delays, and stakeholders, may it be organizations like AAP, CDC, insurers, what have you, can work with providers to address these factors. next steps could be and are in the works tied to developing educational campaigns for targeting employers to ensure better coverage and decisions, educating providers on better billing practices to improve and increase timely reimbursement, and continuing to engage stakeholders to identify and develop solutions to financing barriers. Thank you for your time.